It's time for the Ship Report, the show about all things maritime. I'm Joanne Rideout. It's Monday, August 9th, 2021. Well, today we'll start a new interview with a mariner who plays a unique role on the ships that are at anchor off Astoria. His name is Dan Seeley, and he's a cargo hold inspector, and his job is to go down into the massive cargo holds on bulk carriers and decide if the space is suitable to take on cargo. Hundreds of thousands of dollars hinge on his decisions. It's an important job that safeguards public health. I met him on Facebook, actually, during one of those discussions we sometimes see locally here, where someone will post a photo of a ship, someone asked a question about it. He answered someone's questions about cargo and mentioned that he worked inspecting cargo holds. Now, it's been years since I talked with someone about this topic, and I thought, wow, I'd really love to talk with him in an interview so that you could hear what he has to say about this little-known facet of cargo ships. So he agreed to do a phone interview with me, which I did at the end of July, and I learned so much during our conversation about what goes on aboard the ships in the anchorage when it comes to cargo. This is another one of those many important jobs that go on before our very eyes that we would never know were happening unless someone explained it to us. So here is cargo hold inspector Dan Seeley with a look at his unusual job on the river.
Well, I work for the United States government, the United States Department of Agriculture, specifically the Federal Grain Inspection Service, which has a portion called the Agricultural Marketing Service. But basically, it's the Federal Grain Inspection Service. If you're trying to find out where I worked, it would be there. The FGIS is mandated to inspect and to examine grain being exported from the United States. And almost all of the grain that is exported is inspected by the USDA or equivalent. There's dozens of kinds of grain, you know, barley and flaxseed and wheat and triticale and corn and all of those. They are under the mandate to be inspected prior to being shipped or exported. And my part of the job, or my part of the chain, and this is an immense chain that is like a spider web. There's all sorts of agencies and people involved in every ship that you see up there, whether they're hauling grain or not, because these bulk carriers that you see in the anchorage will sometimes haul steel plates, and the next time might haul coal, and then cement, and then they'll haul soybeans, and then they'll haul wheat, and then they may go back and haul some kind of other, like potash or something like that. So these bulk carriers will contract to haul all manner of things. Very, very few of the ships that you see out there haul the same kind of cargo all the time. There's a few of the bigger shipping lines that will pretty much reserve certain ships to just haul what we call clean cargo. That's like wheat or something that's consumable. And the dirty cargo would be like coal or cement or something like that. And but a lot of times they'll take the contract, which means that the holds have to be cleaned prior to loading. And it doesn't matter if they've hauled soybeans 10 times in a row and they're coming to haul soybeans again, then they have to be cleaned. It's kind of like if you're eating spaghetti one night and you plan on having spaghetti tomorrow night, you don't take your dirty dish and put it back in the cupboard and then take it out the next day just because, and say it's okay because I'm going to be eating spaghetti again. And it doesn't work that way. And we've actually had captains before we come and it's not clean enough and the ship fails, who have challenged us and said, well, I'm going to be hauling, you know, soybeans again. Well, it doesn't matter. You've got to clean it and get it all ready to go each time, every time. And a lot of people, I understand how people don't appreciate what goes on out here. And I don't mean that negatively, that they just have no understanding, because I certainly didn't until I started doing this job, which has been about a year and a half now. And I had no idea of the number of players. You have grain agents, you have marketing agents, you have the USDA, you have the shipping agent, you have the owner's agent, you have the charter agent, have the customs and border protection, the longshoremen, the grain elevators, the terminals, the owners of the ship. All of these are all intermixed, and there are times we go out there and there'll be five, six, seven different agencies represented going on board the ship because of all the key players in this for all every ship. And most of the ones you see out there in the anchorage right now are hauling grain, but some of them don't. You see the car carriers come by, and they will they go right on by because there's no reason to stop here. The ships bound for grain, most of them stop here. They don't have to stop. They can go directly upriver and go to the terminal and get inspected there. But they run a gigantic risk if they are inspected at the pier and fail, because it's free to park the ship here. If they drop anchor here, it's free. Now, it costs them money to have a bar pilot bring them in and a river pilot put them at anchor if they're up at, like, past Tongue Point. And that costs money. But the actual anchorage, there's no fee for. And so if there's some failure, some reason that the ship can't pass, then the ship can sit right here at basically no charge to them, and they have to get it clean, and then they can go upriver. Well, if they go up to the pier and dock, then and fail, then they've got to take that ship off the pier, which requires one or two tugboats, usually two, to pull the ship off the pier. They don't have the side thrusters like cruise ships, and re-anchor, and then they incur penalties from the grain elevator side, the contract they have with them. It's a failure to load penalty. And I was told a story a few months ago. A ship went up and we had inspected it past, and it got up there and had water in the bilges below the cargo holds. And that's a failure. And the inspector up there found it and failed the ship at the pier. And they had to wait 5 days to reload or get in line again to get back up to load the ship. And I was told it was roughly $12,000 an hour in penalties. And that's a lot of money. And there's huge money going up and down the river here. So they're very concerned. They want to make sure any problems are rectified before they go upriver. So that's why most of them stop here. They don't have to, but most of them do, because it's just better economically.
And that was cargo hold inspector Dan Seeley talking about his work aboard bulk carriers in the anchorage off Astoria in the Columbia River. We'll hear more from my interview with him tomorrow on the Ship Report.